So climate is a big factor in determining culture, but it's not the only factor, and I want to make that very clear. There are multiple factors that implicate what your culture is going to be, such as food access or basic geography or general overall history. For instance, even though the United States is very diverse climate-wise, culturally speaking, we are pretty time-centric. We are pretty rigid when it comes to our scheduling. And some of our seasons don't actually apply to the states that we live in. For instance, in Texas, our winters are usually 1 month behind, and our summers last much longer. I also said more cases of aging. Not a great choice of words. What I was trying to convey was heavy sunlight exposure in a dry environment with low melanin often leads to premature aging of the skin. Another thing to consider is colonialism. Colonialism kind of shakes things up as a lot of people's individual cultures have been reshapen in the form of Western values. And I think a good example of this would probably be Singapore. Singapore highly valued several different aspects of Western culture, but they wanted to implement it in their own way, and they gradually started doing it in the 1940s. And it does have a history of colonialism prior to that. I don't think that tells the whole story, but that is partly why Singapore is a bit different than other cultures around it. There's also globalization. More people have access to food than ever. More people have access to things like electricity and AC than ever as well. And we're seeing the same trends and the same practices and the same beliefs being shared around the world, and gradually things are becoming less distinct than they used to be. There's other factors to consider as well. For instance, some people will say, well, why is this culture lackadaisical given its geography? And you might look into its history and realize that they have a long history of warfare and instability. And when there's a long history of instability, sometimes people just mentally check out or develop a culture of mentally no longer trying to plan for the future. There's other interesting aspects too. For instance, if the temperature rises dramatically, then so can the violent crime rate. Or if natural disasters are common in your area, then your culture is more likely to be religious.